always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light side of life.
Ah, that should be my theme tune, as everybody that knows me would never say. Always look on the bright side of life. Of course, Monty Python, one of the greatest films ever, I think that was. But Monty Python was right to advise us to look on the bright side. That's according to a study, because optimists live longer. Well, I'm not so sure about that, because I'm not entirely pessimistic, but I plan for the worst, hope for the best. What does that make me? And I think that keeps you living longer. Anyway, researchers in the US have discovered optimistic people are more likely to have exceptional longevity, living to the age of 85 or more. They say optimists may find it easier to control their emotions and be protected from the effects of stress. And pessimists could benefit from doing things like imagining a future where everything turns out well. Do we all need to channel our inner Boris Johnson and become more outward-looking and self-confident as a nation? Well, Avril Lehman is the author of The Positive Psychology for Dummies. Good morning.
Good morning.
Crikey, I've got to change my attitude, haven't I, really?
Well, yes, there's no two words about it. I'm not so sure at the moment that it's easy for many of us, because life does not look as positive. But actually, a fundamental optimism is really, really good for you.
Okay, but is it often naivety, blind stupidity, being optimistic in the face of evidence that it's not going to turn out well? Yeah. I mean, what is it?
We do often go to extremes, don't we, and think really optimistic people are probably just a bit stupid. And I went through much of my life feeling that that's how people saw me, because I was and always have been extremely positive. And training as a clinical psychologist is very academic, very, very critical. And, you know, you did feel you were just probably missing a point. In fact, that's not been proved. The case has been proved to the reverse with positive psychology, which has now done probably about two decades of deep, deep research. And optimists don't just live longer, and we're talking something like 8 to 10 years on average. They also do better in life. So we know that optimism correlates with success for almost everybody, bar one profession where you need to retain some pessimism. I usually make people guess, but if there's not time, it can be going through your mind. But it's lawyers. It's not funeral people or accountants, it's lawyers, because they have to retain the ability to think what's the worst in every situation. And in fact, they don't do so well out of it in health statistics. So for everybody else, being optimistic and thinking, you know, this might work. What will I have to do to make it happen?
Yeah, I mean, what about those people, let's say, that get married 4, 5, 6 times? I mean, is that optimism or stupidity? Because, I mean, clearly, it isn't going to work. I'll keep the lawyers happy as well, to be fair. Is there a point at which optimism crosses the line into just stupid?
Well, I think there's a sort of la-la land where, you know, everything will be lovely and you do nothing to help yourself.
Right.
You know, it's like all those jokes, but could you use your brain, you know, rather than just praying about it, could you actually do something? Well, I think we know that a positive mental attitude, with optimism as the top running emotion to have, all the other positive emotions are good as well, has to combine with planning and thinking. But we know that, for instance, health. You tell a pessimist they've got something wrong with them and they need to do the treatment. You tell an optimist, you get different reactions. Optimists will obviously be upset if this is life-threatening, etc. But you know what? They'll see the treatment through. They might give up smoking. They might do that diet they're meant to. They are more likely to do the things that will sustain their lives, even in a bad situation, where they'd have every right to sit down and say, oh, woe is me, this is awful. And similarly, optimists, if they have a bad experience, which, you know, bad things happen to good people, they bounce back faster because they find meaning, they find gratitude in their life that they've survived it, and they recover better both mentally and physically.
But isn't there a middle ground? Yeah, isn't there a middle ground? I mean, I hope for the best in every situation, but I prepare for the worst. I always think, well, this is what could go wrong, so I'm going to prepare for that, but I'm hoping that doesn't happen. Does that make me a pessimist or an optimist?
Well, no, it makes you what we might call a defensive pessimist. That you're actually operating in an optimistic way, but you're saying, okay, I'm doing X, who knows, it might go well, it might not, but what would I have to do to make sure I had the best chance of it going well?
That's what we call defensive pessimism.
That's very sensible, but it is actually a form of optimism, because we're not talking about people who don't think. We're talking about strategic optimism, that when you look at absolutely any situation, it could work out, and if you work on that principle, well, you've got a very high chance of making it work out. If you think it won't work out, you'll just stop. You'll give up right away.
Is this what we saw between Theresa May and Boris Johnson, for example? Because Boris Johnson, I know, it was a political question. I had to throw it in. You know, he's hoping for the best outcome. Can we trust him on that?
It's a big question about trust. I like people to be honest with me, and if they've been proven to be not entirely honest, that's optimistic of me to expect every politician to be honest with me, but hey, I'm a liberal. What do you expect?
All right, well, I won't push you any further on whether Boris Johnson's optimism is going to get us across the line. Thank you very much indeed. Good to talk to you. Avril Lehmann, author of The Positive Psychology for Dummies. Are you positive, do you think? I'm all right. I think. I'll leave that to other people to judge. Adrian is in Bromley.